It is now time for Trivial Matters. We're going to do the raffle after everyone's exhausted from trivia.
They won't be able to read their raffle tickets.
So, since I don't remember how this was done last year, I get to turn this over. I was going to. I'm going to turn this fun part of the program over to Mr. Frank Welty.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to Halloween Plus Trivia. I'm Frank, and my assistant is the lovely Miss Vanna, and Vanna is going to tell you about the rules for tonight's game.
Vanna Savely?
Vanna Savely.
This evening, we're going to play a very special game. And to get started, we need you to do a very special thing. And that is come up with a name for your team. So we give each table 1 minute. That's only 1 minute. That's only 60 seconds. Okay? Good. Let's say we got that straight. 60 seconds to come up with a spooky name.
She's cute. Anna White or Scarlett O'Hara.
Spooky name.
It sounds like Scarlett O'Hara.
It's Jeff's country Vanna.
It's country Vanna.
Yeah.
Country Vanna. Yeah, I thought you were channeling Scarlett O'Hara.
Nah. I'm doing it because he did a country. Do you guys get to play? You need to come up with a spooky name.
No, we don't get to play. They didn't play
why
last
not?
Year.
Oh, come on. Yeah, you get to play.
You're going to let us play?
Why not? Yeah.
Okay, so what should we do?
Oh, good.
Blind all ghost. Right.
Huh?
They're saying blind ghost down there.
Well, I don't, that's...
Who did that?
A spooky name. Is it? A spooky name.
Okay. Okay.
What are we going to be? The lambs? The sheep? The lambs? The whatever? No. That's right.
The slaughtered lambs?
The lambs led the slaughter, Frank.
Lambs to the slaughter.
Okay. I love it.
Lambs to the slaughter.
Lamb, tell him it's lambs to the slaughter.
The lamb. Lost lambs. We're lost little lambs.
Okay, yeah. Now I'm going to turn it over to you, right? Once I get the names. Yeah, I'm going to turn it over. Okay. Are we ready?
Yeah.
All right. Somebody asked me if I was Scarlett O'Hara. No. No. I'm Country Vanna. Crazy. Crazy for being in CCP. All right, back to singing school. Okay, here we go with the names. A head table first. What's your name? Just say it out loud.
We need a mic runner.
Mike.
Ed, are you going to be the mic runner? You don't want to know how we got to it, but our name is the Lambs.
You don't want to use the whole name?
use the whole
name? No, we're just going to go with the lambs.
The lambs. I don't know. There aren't too many lambs at this table, but all right. Okay, next. Next table. Ed's coming.
Ed's coming.
I'm right here. What do you want me to do?
So you're going to table to table like
table
we did
to table.
Last year?
Who's the spokesperson? Ed Crespin is the spokesperson at this table, whatever it is. Number two table, who's the spokesperson here?
I'll do it.
Okay, Robert Wendt is the...
What's your name?
What do you call yourself?
The pumpkin. The pumpkins.
Pumpkin!
Spooktaculars.
What's this table's name and spokesperson?
Wait, which table was that?
Well, in concert with the Halloween theme, make no bones about it, we're the skeleton crew.
Is it?
Hello, we are the blind zombies.
Okay, what was the one before, Frank?
Okay, at this table, who's the spokesperson?
We are the strutting ghouls.
Okay.
The strutting ghouls.
Hold on, Ed.
Ed?
Slow down, Ed.
We've got a scorekeeper who's having trouble getting the numbers with the tables. So we're, Vita, okay. Help.
We have the lambs.
Yay.
Okay.
That's one.
The pumpkins.
That's two.
Okay. The spooktaculars.
Three.
And the skeleton crew.
Four. Skeleton crew was first.
Okay.
I thought.
Yes.
Blind zombies.
Then blind zombies.
Yes. Move right along.
Now we're up to the next table.
The strutting ghouls.
The what?
Strutting ghouls.
Strutting ghouls?
That's table six.
Of course.
This is table seven, and they are...
The Fright Squad.
What squad?
And I guess table eight. Who's the spokesperson here? Where
is that it?
Hello, this is Gloria, and we are the Bats.
The what? Bats?
And the next table, who's the spokesperson?
How is your belfry today?
Okay. Our question is, who you going to call? The Ghostbusters.
Who's the spokesperson over here?
You'll have to sprinkle in
it. Okay, we're the Bootiful Winners.
The what?
Bootiful Winners.
Bootiful?
Who's the spokesperson at this table?
Of course. Is that it?
Okay. This table has four people, and they choose not to participate.
Oh, all right.
Oh, they're going to join. That's fine. No, it's fine.
He's on the internet.
Move along. Okay, go ahead, Frank. Here it is.
That's all the tables.
All right.
Okay.
Thank you, Frank.
All right, everybody. Very simple. You may remember from last year. We'll start at table one, and we'll circulate through the tables. Very simply this, we'll ask the question, the table will get to answer. If they don't get it, it goes to the next table. Until we get the table, it gets the answer. And then we'll move on to the next question. We'll see how many questions we can get through. All right, are you ready?
Yeah.
Table one. What is the largest living fish in the ocean? This is multiple choice. Whale shark, barracuda, great white shark, tuna, or Jaws 14.0. Again, with the real answers, whale shark, barracuda, great white shark, or tuna. Do you have an answer?
They didn't show that on Animal Planet, but we think it's the whale shark.
You are right. All right.
That's right. We're smart.
Nice start. That's right. I hope we don't smash our pumpkins here. All right, pumpkins. What liquid measure is equal to 1.76 pints? Bushel, quart, liter, gallon, or what 20 bucks will buy you at Starbucks? Again, that was bushel, quart, liter, or gallon?
Liter.
Liter, yes. Table number 3. If you have a fear of Halloween, you are suffering from animophobia, palatophobia, Samhainophobia, or phronimophobia. And don't ask me to repeat those. I guess I'd better. Animophobia. So, animophobia, palatophobia, Samhainophobia, or phronimophobia. Or A, B, C, or D, if you choose. What's your guess, table number 3?
B.
B. Let's see. B, palatophobia is fear of bald people. Table number 4. Is that your guess?
Yeah, C, and what is, just repeat the pronunciation again of C.
Samhainophobia.
We'll go with that one.
You're right.
Yay!
These other ones were, animophobia is fear of air, and phronimophobia is fear of thinking.
That's going around.
All right, I think we're up to table number 5. Is that right, Vanna?
Blind zombies.
Which chemical element has the symbol S? Sodium, selenium, silicon, sulfur, or Skippy peanut butter. Again, sodium, selenium, silicon, or sulfur. And that sounds like a Tom Lehrer song, doesn't it?
Yes, it does. The element song.
Sodium, selenium, that's S-E-L-E-N-I-U-M, selenium, silicon, or sulfur.
I think we're going to take B, selenium.
Nope. Next table. Sodium, silicon, or sulfur? Is that the?
Could you repeat the questions, please?
Which chemical element has the symbol? Which chemical element has the symbol S? Sodium, silicon, or sulfur?
Silicon.
Nope.
Nope.
That's S-I. Selenium, by the way, was
no.
S-E. All right. Which table are we up to now? The Fright Squad.
Sulfur.
Sodium. Oh, pardon? Say it again.
Sulfur.
No, see. The answer is sulfur. All right. Next question. And which table are we up to, Vanna? The bats. The ancient Celts used which vegetable to carve their jack-o'-lanterns? Potato, turnip, squash, Pumpkin, or Lindsay Lohan?
Oh!
The native Celts use which vegetable?
One more time, please, the choices.
Potato, turnip, squash, or pumpkin?
How about turnips?
The ancient Celts used which vegetable to carve their jack-o'-lantern? Potato, turnip, squash, or pumpkin?
I think turnips.
Got an answer?
We're going to say turnips.
Pardon?
Turnips.
Yes. Yeah. All right. Ghostbusters.
Here we are.
In which African country is Timbuktu? Chad, Mali, Nigeria, Algeria, or, I don't know, but I swear my last paratransit ride included a drop-off there.
I happen to know the answer to this one.
Good.
The answer is Mali.
Yes. Next. The Bootiful Winners. The Bootiful Winners. Which country celebrates the Day of the Dead starting at midnight on October 31st? Mexico, Ireland, Germany, China, or San Francisco's Haight-Ashbury District? Again, that's Mexico, Ireland, Germany, or China.
Bootiful Winner says Mexico.
Mexico, yes! We got some hot competition this year. All right, back to the lambs. Which of the following is not a bird name? Shag, Curfew, Goatsucker, Drongo, or no, Mark Friedrich or Charlie Parker are not valid answers. So again, so which of these is not a bird name? Shag, Curfew, Goatsucker, or Drongo?
Shag.
No, it's Shag, S-H-A-G.
Oh, Shag.
Repeat them one more time.
Shag, please. Curfew, Goatsucker, Drongo.
I don't have a clue. You guys decide. We'll try that one?
We'll try Curfew.
That's right. There is a bird called a curlew, but curfew is when you get home late. All right, pumpkins. By the way, Pumpkin was the nickname of my wife's previous dog. Which of the following is... Oh, wait, that's the wrong question. Hold on. Halloween originated as a pagan festival known as what? Beltane? Samhain? Imbolc? That sounds like Klingon. Imbolc?
Didn't he used to play center for somebody?
Luhana. Uh-huh. Luknast or Texas High School Football?
Well, there are rituals in it.
We're going to say Sanhai?
Yes. You guys remembered that other question, didn't you? They're very good. Spooktaculars. How many bones in total are in our two ears? 4, 6, 8, 10, or 1 in the case of the average birther?
Oh.
Again, that was 4, 6, 8, or 10.
Can you repeat the question?
How many bones are in total are in our two ears? 4, 6, 8, or 10? Your guess? Your guess 10. Nope. Next. Thank you. Skeleton crew, 4, 6, or 8? Your guess is 8?
Going to go with 6.
6? Yes, 6. All right, who's next? Blind zombies. According to superstition, a person born on Halloween has what particular ability? They can tell the future. They can see and talk to spirits. They can predict death. They will be unlucky. Or the ability to understand and explain the Affordable Health Care Act.
We're going to go with the ability to see and talk to spirits.
Yes. Who's next? Who's next? The strutting ghouls. The French Revolution began in the same year as which of these events? The opening of the Suez Canal, Napoleon made emperor, the mutiny on the Bounty, the bicycle invented in Scotland, or the last time a Parisian was nice to a tourist. Again, the French Revolution began in the year the same year as the opening of the Suez Canal, Napoleon made emperor, the mutiny on the Bounty, or the bicycle invented in Scotland.
Mutiny on the Bounty.
Yes. Fright Squad, what were the first wrapped penny candies in America? Mary Jane's, Bazooka Gum, Jawbreakers, Tootsie Rolls, or Grandma, did they really buy stuff for a penny? Again, that's Mary Jane, Bazooka Gum, Jawbreakers, or Tootsie Rolls?
One of them sounds like it should have been wrapped in zigzags, but... we're going with Tootsie Rolls.
Yes, Tootsie Rolls. Who's next? Here come the bats. What animal hunts penguins by rocking chunks of ice back and forth to knock the penguins into the water?
Oh.
That's right. What animal hunts penguins by rocking the ice floes back and forth to knock the birds into the water?
Wow.
Killer whale, blue whale, manatee, leopard seal, or rowdy San Francisco Sharks hockey fans.
Well, we have an expert at our table, and he says leopard seals.
Yes.
Really?
That's right. The other ones, like the killer whales and the blue whales, they're basically, they eat things like krill, you know, and the manatee are vegetarians, but the leopard seals are like leopards. They actually hunt. Ghostbusters.
Yeah.
What is the brand of the top chocolate bar given to trick-or-treaters? Snickers, Hershey, Three Musketeers, Nestle, or Charlie Brown's Rock?
I'm going to...
You have an answer? You want to hear them again?
No, I remember them. I can still remember. Snickers. I'm going to go with
Snickers. Whoa, you people are hot tonight. Wow. Where are the beautiful winners? Which flower's name comes from the old English day's eye because it opens in the morning? Dahlia, dandelion, morning glory, daisy, or Starbucks?
What was the question again?
Which flower's name comes from the old English day's eye?
Morning glory.
You say morning glory?
Yes.
Not so glorious. Back to the lambs. Okay, which flower's name comes from the old English day's eye because it opens in the morning? Dahlia, dandelion, or daisy?
Dahlia?
No. Are we ready with the pumpkins?
Yes. Could you repeat the question, please?
Yes. Which flower's name comes from the old English day's eye because it opens in the morning? Dandelion or daisy?
We're going to go with Daisy Dukes.
Daisy, give me your answer, do. It's true!
I didn't know. I had a surmise.
Spooktaculars!
I thought that might be the case.
In which country is Transylvania? Romania, Poland, Libya, Germany, or... Texas. Hey, they named towns after everything else down there. Why not Transylvania?
Transylvania.
Again, that's Romania, Poland, okay. Libya, or Germany.
It was Romania.
Yes. Transylvania in Romania. Skeleton crew, how many legs does a scorpion have? 6, 8, 10, 12, or it depends on what he just ate. 6, 8, 10, or 12.
Eight.
You say eight? You say wrong. Blind zombies, 6, 10, or 12?
We're going to go with 6.
Yes, it's 6.
Yay!
Uh-oh, hold on. Whoa. I read wrong.
Uh-oh.
Back up one. It was 8. I stand corrected.
You're going to get a fresh one.
You know... I don't know about the rest of your score, but I'm minus one. Okay, now we're back to the... Who's that?
We're back to the... It's a read-only error.
He went back to Rob's team. We're back to the zombies, I think, right? Okay. The Chinese gooseberry is also known as what? Passion fruit? Kiwi fruit? Guava? Loganberry or Chuckberry? Again, that's the Chinese gooseberry, otherwise known as passion fruit, kiwi fruit, guava, or Loganberry.
Okay, we're going to go with Loganberry.
You're going to have to go back and get something else.
Oh!
All right, who's next? Next.
Passion fruit.
Strutting ghouls. Strutting ghouls.
Passion fruit.
Passion fruit.
Nope.
Oh, no passion there.
Oh.
The bats. Can you fly this one home? Kiwi fruit or guava?
Okay, we're gonna.
Ours.
Not the bats. Who's that? Before the bats. Before the bats. Ghostbusters.
Fright Squad.
Oh no! Oh, Blind Squad. What's that?
The Fright Squad.
Fright Squad.
Turn.
Sorry about that, guys.
Right, sorry.
Sorry, we goofed. Okay. So it's kiwi fruit or guava?
Kiwi fruit.
Yes, kiwi. Yay! That was Bright Squad. Okay, now for the bats.
I know, yeah.
Bats, you ready for this?
Yes, we are.
In which city is Wenceslas Square found? Budapest?
I know this.
Minsk? Prague, Bucharest, or I don't know, but I swear my last paratransit driver was just just immigrated from there. No, that was a different one. In which city is Wenceslas Square? Budapest, Minsk, Prague, or Bucharest?
I'm pretty sure I know this. It's Prague.
Prague it is. You guys are shot.
Thank you.
Who are you going to call now? Ghostbusters!
All right.
Which creature is composed of 95% water and has no heart, no brain, no blood? Jellyfish? Wait, jellyfish? Cockroach? Axolotl? Slug? Or John Boehner?
Ah, all right. Yay.
Jellyfish, cockroach, which is kind of like, no, I won't go there. Jellyfish, cockroach, axolotl, or slug?
Jellyfish.
Jellyfish? Yes! Time for the beautiful winners. Which animal's name means earth pig? Hippopotamus, aardvark, tapir, warthog, or ExxonMobil? Again, earth pig, hippopotamus,
aardvark.
You say aardvark? You are right.
That's not what I would
have. Back to the lambs.
And this has to be the last thing. This
it's going
to
be the
last round.
Last round. That's good. I just have a couple left.
Good, last round.
Which word comes from the Italian, and Vita, you cannot help on this one. Little ball.
What was that, Frank?
Which word comes from the Italian for little ball? Ballot, balloon, billet, bullet, or meatball? Ballot, balloon, billet, or bullet? Okay, again, that was Italian for little ball. Ballot, balloon, billet, or bullet?
I'll say balloon. We'll say balloon.
Balloon pop.
Oh, well.
Okay.
Pumpkin.
Okay, pumpkins. Ballot, billet, or bullet?
We're going to say billet.
Billet? You're not going to win with that one.
Billet. As in the troops were billet.
Okay, now it's, which one is it? Spooktaculars. Ballot or bullet? That sounds like a political slogan.
Yeah, sure.
Ballots or bullets? ballot or bullet?
That's the new
bullet.
Tea Party slogan.
You say bullet? No, it's ballot. Ballot. Because remember that when they first, they would vote using white and little white and black balls that they would put in a box depending on whether you're doing yes or no. So nobody got that one. All right, Skeleton Crew.
Okay.
What country started construction of the Panama Canal? France, England, United States, Panama, or Iran, but only for peaceful and research purposes.
Nuclear,
again,
man.
That was France, England, United States, or Panama?
France.
Yes, France.
Yay, Kevin!
Okay, who's next? Blind zombies. In poker, what is known as a dead man's hand? A flush, a pair of aces and eights, a pair of twos and threes, four aces, or five aces? Yeah, you'd be dead if you had
five. We're
going
to go aces. With four aces.
Four aces? Nope.
Oh. Could you repeat that? What are the answers?
Okay, Fright Squad. Oh, no, Strutting Ghouls.
Whatever.
Again, this is the poker hand known as a dead man's hand. A flush, a pair of aces and eights, or a pair of twos and threes?
Aces and eights?
Correct. And it got that name because it was the hand that Wild Bill Hickok was holding when he was shot. Fright Squad. What former Major League player's autobiography is called A Catcher in the Rye, spelled W-R-Y? Tim McCarver, Johnny Bench, Bob Uecker, Yogi Berra, or Lou Costello? Again, that was Tim McCarver, Johnny Bench, Bob Uecker, or Yogi Berra? What?
All right, Bob Uecker.
Bob Uecker it is. And I'm down to my last few. The bats.
Bats.
Yes.
Dabblers and divers are the two main types of what? Drum kits, building bricks, ducks, windmills, or postmodern artists?
One more time, please.
Dabblers and divers are the two main types of what? Drum kits, building bricks, ducks, or windmills?
We're going to go with ducks.
Quack, quack, quack. Yes, it is. Ghostbusters.
All right.
How many moons does Neptune have? 4, 6, 8, 12, or I don't know, but I swear my last paratransit ride visited every one of them before dropping me off.
Oh, my God. I didn't
Again,
get to listen to
four,
Science Friday
six,
this week. Oh, well, let's see.
4, 6, 8, or 12?
I know it's not 12. So I'm eliminating that.
4, 6, 8, or 12?
I'm going to go with 6.
Not 6. Bootyful winners. Is it... And this is... Okay, is it... 4, 8, or 12?
12.
12? No. Is that the last one?
Well, we have to keep going around until we get this problem.
Yeah, okay, so we're back to the lambs. So it's, I think it's 8 or 12.
No, you know what?
No. Or we use this for a tiebreaker?
Yeah, that's what I'm thinking.
Okay, we're gonna check because. So Vanna, where do we stand right now? I'm gonna give you the microphone, Vanna.
Okay, this is a tiebreaker for the Fright Squad and the Bats, who are both have 4 points.
Okay. Don't we get the movie prize? Okay,
oh, we have two. Here, Frank. Yeah. Frank. What?
See if she nominates you again.
Well, our official scorer, and if you look at the contract you signed before you signed up for the game, the official scorer's tally is final. They have you at 3. I'm sorry. Okay. Do you really think it's 4? Tell you what. Van is a nice person. You have 4, so you're in the tiebreaker.
Please tell me which table is going first.
All right. Are you ready?
Tell me which table is going first.
Okay, tell me this first.
Oh, I guess.
Skeleton Crew. Golf, ready? Golf was banned in... Yeah. Oh, you want the answer to the last question? No. Okay. Hold it. Okay, the question. Hold on. Shh. Hold on now.
They're using base 3.
To break the tie.
They're consulting with King Neptune.
Oh, yes.
You guys.
All right. Golf was banned in Scotland in 1457 because it distracted men from what? Sword fighting, playing the bagpipes, jousting, archery practice, or ironing their kilts.
That's a hard one.
All right, again, that was... sword fighting, playing the bagpipes, jousting, or archery practice?
Oh, boy.
I'll go with archery.
You're going with archery? I'm going to do something a little different here. I'm going to give this question to everybody. Okay, who's the next one?
Mm-hmm. So who's the next table then? The
Fright Squad.
Okay, Fright Squad.
The choices are, again... sword fighting, playing the bagpipes, jousting, or archery practice? You can say whatever you want. Jousting, okay, and
apparently we're saying jousting.
We're saying jousting. And the bats, again, was it? Again, was it sword fighting, playing the bagpipes, jousting, or archery practice?
Ah, well, we're going with playing the bagpipes.
Okay, who's the first one?
No. That sounds bogus.
Skeleton Crew, congratulations. It was archery practice.
All right. This is coming to a close. However, we have a raffle drawing to deal with.
What's the prize?
Oh, what was the prize for the trivia?
I'm looking for a hotel person who may not be in here.
We'll have to come back to that.
Here.
So how many folks do we have at your table? There are eight of you. I'm not sure where the hotel staff are, but your prize is each of you gets to take home with you, if you promise not to open it here in this room, a bottle of wine. Whoa. Yeah. Yes. And I told them that you would definitely not open it in this room, and so, but there is no hotel staff here in this room, correct, Ed? They're all gone.
They're drinking the wine.
They're drinking the wine. And I don't know if there is a house phone in here or not, so that we could call them to get you your wine. There's not? No, actually, I didn't bring it. Okay. Okay, great.